The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Zelda Informer mini podcast that is super late because of technical problems. I am your host, yet again, Alfred Tabax, and joining me are two fine gentlemen, Darren, our managing editor.
Howdy.
And a return guest, HMK.
How y'all doing today?
Okay, so you might notice that we're a little late. That's because we had actually recorded a podcast earlier on in the week on Monday, and then lightning struck Nate's router and his power went out and he lost everything on his computer because his computer was fried. So we decided that instead of having no podcast, we should just shove it out late. And honestly, I was hoping that maybe Nintendo would have announced the NX by now so that we could have something fun to talk about, but that is not the case.
Wishful thinking, my friend.
We just have to move right into this. Yeah, that's true. We'll talk about that as well. We have a few things that we wanted to get through and then just talk. And one of those things is one of the big topics from this past week, and one of the things we did talk about on the podcast that was destroyed, and that is that Nintendo of France's website has listed a March 4th release date for the Breath of the Wild amiibo. And you really can't check that out anymore because they took it down, but it is up on Reddit and Nintendo Everything. There are screenshots on our website as well. And so this begs the question, is Breath of the Wild a release date or release game? And if it is this the release date for the NX? Because we know it's coming out in March, and we have a strong, I wouldn't say like confirmation, but idea that Breath of the Wild will be a release game for the NX. So what do you guys think? Is this likely? Is this unlikely? Are we just shooting in the dark and grasping at straws?
I think it's likely. Something similar to this happened a while back, I believe it was in April, when Nintendo's press site showed a March release date for Breath of the Wild and then quickly fixed that, similar to the amiibo situation with Nintendo France. So that's two times this has happened now, and they both say March. So I think it is definitely has possibility of releasing in March with the NX. I'd say I'm 90% sure that will be the case.
Well, they did say that the NX would release in March. We just don't 100% know if the Breath of the Wild will release with it.
Well, right, NX will release in March, but I mean Breath of the Wild releasing alongside it.
You know, all I know from this whole situation, I know someone's going to get fired. In the same situation beforehand around the time of E3 where, you know, like he said, March was listed on the press site. But all in all, I really don't think this is an accident. This isn't some, you know, like, leak that some guys just, you know, posted up on Reddit and stuff. This is Nintendo of France we're talking about. This is a subsidiary of Nintendo, Nintendo of Europe, that decided to leak the date for the amiibo. And as we all know from E3, the amiibo is going to release alongside the game. So we can take with a very, you know, huge amount of salt, you know, as people say, you know, take it with a grain of salt. We can take a whole, you know, a big chunk of salt with this, saying that this could be the release date, or at least the European release date for The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And from what we've seen in past Zelda games, they usually release a lot, like, very close to each other, a few days off when it comes to North America, Japan, Europe, and Australia. But one thing I like to point out that a lot of people was pointing out is that this seems to coincide with a good amount, you know, of time after the release of Twilight Princess HD, a year in fact. And a lot of people, you know, are taking this as, you know, something that would help that drive to try and validate this release date of Breath of the Wild. Because, you know, it would make sense if Nintendo decided to, you know, release Breath of the Wild 1 year on the year anniversary of The Legend of the Twilight Princess HD, even though Breath of the Wild was supposed to release the same year as that game. But, you know, this could be some sort of, you know, I would not like say like a type of Easter egg, but, you know, a nod to that game's release, since Wolf Link amiibo has been highlighted to appear in this game, you know, with the amiibo functionality on the Sheikah Slate.
And so I know that we'd all probably agree that if Breath of the Wild wasn't a game that was available upon release for the NX, that would be a very, very bad move.
Oh, yes.
That would be an awful move.
And so this is not that this is going to be a major console mover, but it will be a seller. because we talked about on the last podcast that no one will ever get to hear, that a lot of us are thinking of getting an NX, at least Nate and I are, and I think Darren, you said you were too. I'm getting one on launch
day. That's
seven. Yeah.
Oh, same here, same here.
Yeah, and so we're looking forward to the NX, and we're looking forward to the games, but mostly we're looking forward to Breath of the Wild, because first of all, that's really the only known, okay, aside from, like, Just Dance and then the Sonic game that's coming out later, like, Q4 2017, we know that Breath of the Wild is going to be infinitely better, it's probably going to run better, the frame rate will be better, the graphics will probably be better on the NX, and so that gives us a reason to get the NX on launch, if this game is a launch game, that is. If it's not, and if this just kind of fizzles out, like, towards the last half of March, they're going to be in some big trouble.
Oh, that definitely. You know, because they can't really repeat the mistakes that the Wii U had, especially with its horrible launch lineup and the fact that it didn't get support, like Nintendo game support, for the first 2 years of its release. You know, Nintendo really needs to go in on the NX, and one way of going in is having a Zelda title as a launch game. And we saw what the wonders it did for the Wii when Twilight Princess was moved over to the Wii as a launch title. That worked wonders when moving Wii consoles. So, you know, they can relive that type of magic if Breath of the Wild is a launch console title for the NX. And you know, a lot of things point to this game. I believe that this game is, you know, done to a point. And so I really see no reason why it couldn't be a launch title.
At least I hope so. Like, I hope, and I think they know at this point that delaying it would be a very, very bad move, because we've been waiting on it forever, and it's been pushed back so many times. Not as much as, like, a game like The Last Guardian, but it's been pushed back quite a bit, and we've been promised it since the beginning of the Wii U's lifespan. So I think they realize that they need to get this out as soon as they can, and hopefully that's going to be at the NX launch. And kind of talking about past Nintendo with that is how they haven't had a good launch lineup and whatnot. Ubisoft has had an interview, or did an interview, with IGN, and this is, I'm reading it from Nintendo Everything. But on the interview, they asked about the NX as a step towards the Wii's more inclusive approach, and it said, it's difficult to answer that before the NX is released. This is Ubisoft talking. What we see is that Nintendo has learned from the Wii U. All publishers learn from what they do and then come up with something new and more attractive, which I think is the case here. He then went on to praise NX's interface and how the system will, quote-unquote, be easy to use for all gamers. He said, I think, once again, the interface is very attractive. It's a machine that will be easy to use for all gamers. They have built in something that will give us a chance to really have a different experience from what exists today. That's what I like, that they come with something new that is adapted to what we actually want now. So there's a lot in that that sounds promising, especially coming from Ubisoft, who has had a kind of a wishy-washy attitude when it comes to Nintendo, at one point saying, yes, we'll develop for them, and then on the second part, ending their partnership with them. But to hear them say something like, this is what we actually want now, is kind of a big statement. And what do you guys think about this? Do you think it's just all PR speak, or what?
I honestly think it's PR speak, because, I mean, with the way that Ubisoft has been bumbling over the past few years, I really don't want to take anything they say to heart, especially, like, how you brought up they wanted to cut their connections with Nintendo and stuff, and now they just want to, like, you know, get back on the wagon. It's like, oh, yeah, the NX is great, man. And it's like, you know, it's not like you kind of screwed over Nintendo in the past before with your titles and how you, you know, directed with the Wii U. But, you know, if they say it's good, Ubisoft is a big enough, you know, developer, and their word has to have some credibility, right? But, I mean, like, I can't really, you know, trust them completely after all they pulled, like, their past, you know, hardships or whatnot. But, I mean, other developers have been saying this as well. And I guess, you know, Ubisoft is, you know, going along with that. But that's what I think.
I mean, this is just one guy. This isn't like the entire, you know, all the employees of Ubisoft saying, oh, yeah, this console's amazing. I mean, this is just one guy. If I traveled back in time and I was a developer and someone gave me a Wii U before launch, I would have said, oh, this is amazing and all that, because I love my Wii U. I love it to death. I love the gamepad. Other people, not so much. The Wii U has been a commercial failure. So the opinion of one guy, I can't put much stock in it. I mean, I hope he's right. I mean, I hope the NX is what he says it is and that it will be successful. But I can't put much stock in just what one person from Ubisoft says.
Yeah, and that's one of the important things to consider when you hear statements like this, is this is just one person, and although they are a developer and this is something that they are working on and something that they have had hands-on time with, you know, always take what you hear at you know, with a grain of salt, kind of like HMK was saying earlier, that, you know, it may be true, this may be just them, like, getting really, really hyped about something that they don't 100% understand or don't 100% get behind, but it's just a really good PR move to be like, yeah, we love the NX and we have some great games coming out for it. Like, you know, all we know right now is Ubisoft is shoveling out another Just Dance game for the NX. So take that how you will. Yeah. Well, that's what it is. It's just shoveling it out. It's like another Call of Duty game. But kind of going along with that,
I think you just pissed off a bunch of people.
Oh no, the Just Dance fans are gonna get on my case for
no, the Call of Duty people.
Hey, well, he did. What he said wasn't wrong, Beck. I mean, like, you know, and at this point, who's a fan of Call of Duty that much after what Infinite Warfare looks like?
And I mean, hey, like, the E3 trailer for Infinite Warfare did look pretty cool. And I'm not that I'm going to end up buying it, because I don't think I've bought a Call of Duty game in a long time. It does look really cool. And at first, for the PlayStation 4 PlayStation conference, I didn't know what it was. So that was pretty cool. But kind of going along with what Ubisoft said about the NX, the Pokemon Company CEO, quote-unquote, has essentially confirmed that the NX is a home hybrid or home handheld hybrid console. He said, the NX is trying to change the concept of what it means to be a home console device or a handheld device. He said, we will make great games for the NX. And another interesting quote states that Pokemon, from the article, states that Pokemon Company's chief executive said Tuesday his company plans to create games for Nintendo Company's next generation system, which people familiar with the plan say is likely to meld features of traditional consoles and handheld devices. So this basically confirms that it's going to be a handheld and home console. And, you know, Ubisoft is a third-party company. I'd kind of consider the Pokemon Company to be a second-party company or even a first-party company for Nintendo. So we could kind of take their word a little bit more at face value than we can at a third-party looking in. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, it's funny because when I reported on this on my channel, the funny thing is that, and you know, part of me actually believes this really funny situation where the CEO of Pokemon may have been like, oh wait, they don't know that this is what the NX is already. He might have slipped up in that way. I don't know, you know, because the way he was talking, he kind of spoke in a way that he assumed that we knew what the NX was. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you know, if he was talking in that respect, that's funny. But yeah, I mean, this isn't some, you know, leaker. This isn't some other company. This is the CEO of the Pokemon Company. And like you said, you know, they're not really truly a part of Nintendo, even though Nintendo still holds all the rights to Pokemon, the names and all that stuff, and they work with Pokemon Company. They're their own company, but you know, their closeness to Nintendo has to mean something when he says something like that. So, I mean, like, at this point, I want to go ahead and say, like, yeah, the NX is pretty much confirmed to be a hybrid console of both mobile and, you know, home console properties. But, you know, a lot of people still want to fight that fact. You know, they still want to get salty and they still don't want to believe. But, I mean, like, at this point, you know, this is the Pokemon CEO we're talking about.
Yeah, I can trust him a little more than some random guy at Ubisoft.
Definitely.
And so kind of transitioning off, still talking about the NX, sorry that we're doing that a lot. There hasn't really been a lot of Zelda news to come out. But someone on NeoGAF recently posted that the NX officially has the least time between reveal and release of any Nintendo platform.
Can I just point out one second, because I'm actually looking at this thread right now. The guy who posted this, his profile picture is the Sheikah Eye from Breath of the Wild. So I thought that was pretty cool.
And he said it's currently... he made an addendum to his topic, says currently the least time between them. He also said that a delay, as many are pointing out, is very likely to happen. So hopefully we don't get a delay for the NX. But that is an interesting thing to note, is that, for example, he talks about the Game Boy Advance, which was revealed on August 24th at Space World in 2000. That's an old sentence. Launched March 21st in 2001, which is 6 months and 21 days. Goes on to talk about the DS, which was revealed on May 11th, 2004, at Nintendo's E3, which launched November 21st, 2004, 6 months and 10 days later. The NX, which was revealed, hopefully at the absolute earliest, was September 22nd, which we know today that that's not true, launches, hopefully at the absolute latest, on March 31st, 2017, which is 6 months and 9 days, which isn't like a huge number. That's not like a huge discrepancy between the Nintendo DS's launch and reveal date, but we still don't have any concrete information about when the NX is going to be revealed, and we were betting on, a lot of us, the beginning of September, probably late August, because they said that they would announce it by, correct me if I'm wrong, they'd announce it by the end of the summer. Is that right?
Or I believe they said they would announce it in fall.
Okay. And so today's officially the first day of fall, and there's no word on when it's going to be revealed. Like, I'd imagine, like we talked about on the other podcast, is it going to be like a live reveal? Which is, we'll bring that up now. Do you guys think it's going to be a live reveal or a Nintendo Direct?
I think it's going to be a little bit of both, and I've read a lot of stories that there's going to be a Nintendo Direct for it, but then at the same time, as the Nintendo Direct is airing, I feel there's going to be like a media press industry reveal directly to investors and, you know, industry personnel to like actually take a look at it, try it out, all that stuff, at their own kind of closed event. That's what I believe, and I like to like interject a little bit with this whole like, oh yeah, it's going to get delayed because, you know, there's not a lot of time between reveal and release. I mean, look, today is the first day of fall. Nintendo said themselves, we're going to share information in fall. It is the first day. People need to start freaking out. I'm pretty sure that they're going to have plenty of time to promote this thing up until March. And March, the only reason why it's coming out in March is because President Kimishima wanted to have games ready at the launch. You know, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, we don't have information. It's still the first day of fall. And then people have been saying this before the first day of fall. People have been saying earlier in the month, oh, we're not getting information. That must mean it gets delayed. No, it really doesn't mean any of that. Nintendo's initial plan since talking about it at E3 was to reveal this thing in the fall. Today is the first day of fall. Everyone, please relax.
HMK bringing in the facts.
Like, I just had to point that out. Everyone is just like ready to, you know, pull up their pitchforks and flames and stuff like that. I mean, yes, we all want the reveal. Trust me, I want this reveal as much as anyone else, as much as any hardcore Nintendo fan. I would love to finally know what the NX is. But given to what Nintendo has told us when this thing is going to be revealed and released, we have to abide by what they say. You know, there's no reason to freak out over, you know, lack of information or whatnot, especially when Nintendo tells like this is when information is coming. But you know, that's what I had to get off my chest.
Yeah, we all want NX. We all want to know what it is. We all want to know an exact day of when it releases. We want to know if Breath of the Wild releases alongside it. We want to know launch titles. Nintendo fans get hyped. I mean, they get hyped a lot. Speaking as a Nintendo fan, I get excited over potential Nintendo announcements more than, say, announcements from Microsoft or, say, Valve. If they said that they were going to announce Team Fortress 3, I'd be like, oh, that's awesome, because I'm a big Team Fortress 2 fan. But if Nintendo says, oh, we're going to announce a new Zelda game or a new Mario game or the next Pokemon game, like, I'm more excited for Pokemon Sun and Moon because I'm a Nintendo fan and I love Pokemon. And I'm really, really excited for that. It's just something about the Nintendo fan base, man. We get hyped.
Oh, yeah. I imagine that they're going to announce it probably towards the beginning part of fall, not the end part of fall. I think it'd be a mistake if they waited till, like, November.
Oh, no. Not November. That's
That'd be way too late. Plus, yeah, that news will get drowned out by the release of The Last Guardian, the PlayStation 4 Pro. And all that stuff. It would flounder. As much as everybody's excited for that, I can't see that doing well for them in that month. So it has to be either the end of September, which is coming up close, or probably sometime around October. Ideally, I'd like October 13th because that'd be a great birthday present, Nintendo. So if you're still thinking for a release date, that'd be perfect. You could give us the release date for the NX on the 13th and maybe send one my way. I wouldn't be too sad.
A good reveal date would be September 23rd. I like that date.
Tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, something like thinking about it now, I really believe Nintendo is trying to pick their spot for the NX reveal. You know, they want to get, you know, pick an optimal spot where like news would be at its driest, if you get what I'm trying to say, from all other realms, to release the NX and drop that bombshell, you know, away from the PlayStation 4 Pro reveal, away from the release, away from, you know, all these other reveals, maybe away from EGX that's going on in the UK right now. I really believe that they're trying to pick their spot where like the news is the lowest in order to just, you know, have all eyes on them. You know what I mean?
Did we know ahead of like beginning of September that Sony was doing the press conference for the PlayStation Pro? Like
we knew they were doing a press conference, but we didn't know it was what it was for.
Did we know that, you know what I mean? Like the date of the press conference?
I believe so.
Like a good amount of time. Yeah.
Okay, because what I was thinking that maybe this is hopeful thinking is that Nintendo was going to do
an announcement.
What?
You're hoping for an announcement for an announcement for an announcement.
No, I'm hoping that the reason why we haven't heard the announcement yet is that Nintendo caught wind of Sony pushing out this announcement for the PlayStation 4 Pro and didn't want to be caught up in the weeks after that, because that stirred up a lot of stuff on the internet. A lot of people were upset, a lot of people were happy, yeah, all that fun stuff.
I could definitely see them doing that.
Because, you know, we've talked about this before, so many people have talked about this before, is how... like, Nintendo, not necessarily that they need to release this in a vacuum, but they need to release it in a place where news is the driest and a lot of games are coming out, because then they have, like, the whole month or whole few weeks for people to freak out about it and just talk about it. And I don't think that they could do that if the PlayStation 4 Pro just came out or just was released for the date, like a week before or 2 weeks later. So I think I hope that that's the reason why it's been pushed back, or maybe they have planned on doing it in October this whole time and told us absolutely nothing about it. But that's, you know, that's Nintendo. They'll do whatever they want, and I guess we just have to deal with it. But
right
now on to something Zelda related, and this has nothing to do with news. This is just our daily debate that we're going to talk about today. Since we figured, or I figured that since fans get to talk about it, why can't we talk about it? So the date of the debate is Wolf Link's appearance in Breath of the Wild. Is it canon or just a cool feature? And some people, I've been reading some of the comments for this, and somebody stated, this is Burning Deku, said the Sheikah Slate could do magic things, so why shouldn't it be able to summon a projection of a former hero? And then somebody replied, my thoughts exactly. So what do you guys think? Is this a canon thing, or is it just, you know, we're throwing in Wolf Link just because we can?
I think it's canon. I mean, it's canon. Nintendo. They do things like this. Triforce Heroes is canon, where there's three Links. Four Swords Adventures, you know. I don't think timeline anomalies or, you know, like in a TV show where someone travels back in time and sees himself, stuff like that. Just trippy time travel stuff like that. I wouldn't put it past Nintendo to have that in there. It seems like something they would do. And like someone said, the Sheikah Slate can do a lot of things. So it can summon a projection of a former hero. You know, that sounds logical and plausible. I think it's something, definitely something Nintendo would do.
You know, I really do believe that Wolf Link is canon, and a lot of people are asking the question, like, is this truly, you know, the hero of the Twilight era? Is this him? I really don't believe it's him. I really, you know, like, a lot of people are saying that this might be a projection, or I would say, you know, a manifestation of the memories of the Wolf Link, or yeah, the Wolf Link from the Trial of Shadows, the Cave of Shadows, or whatnot, because, you know, we write on what he did in those trials onto the Wolf Link amiibo, and, you know, we are just taking those memories that we, you know, placed onto the Wolf Link amiibo, and now we're summoning them in, you know, physical form in the game. And, you know, this, along with the fact that it gets summoned by a Twilight portal, you know, goes along, that is that extra little thing that Nintendo really didn't have to do in the game that shows us that this could be a lot more than just, you know, oh, we decided to add the Wolf Link amiibo in the game. No, he gets summoned through a Twilight portal. So, you know, this goes along with all the theories that people are having, that this game could take place in the Child timeline way after Twilight Princess, and that you know, the memories, the trials, the scars of the war between the Twilight Realm and the Light World are, you know, proven with this inclusion in the game.
So if, let's assume that Wolf Link is canon. Nintendo comes out and says, yeah, this Wolf Link is canon in Breath of the Wild. Does this basically confirm that it is in the child timeline?
Yeah, I would say, you know, definitely outright. You know, I really believe that the reason why they're not out in the open saying that, yeah, Wolf Link is canon, I think they're, you know, beating around the bush in that regard, because they know if they said if this thing is canon, then, you know, all fingers point towards, yeah, game in child timeline confirmed, you know?
Yeah.
They said this game takes place in the Zelda timeline, but they just don't want to reveal when. And, you know, with everything we've seen with Breath of the Wild, you know, I'm ripping my hair out, you know, trying to understand where this game takes place on the timeline. And there are so many damn callbacks to various timelines in this one game that's making everyone go nuts. So, you know.
Which is.
And the madness, Nintendo, please.
Yeah, I mean, which is why, since there's so many callbacks, I am really hoping that this game kind of merges all three splits into one sort of game that ends the splits. Not to say that future games couldn't be added into the three splits, but just so the timeline kind of comes to an end, so to speak, with Breath of the Wild.
You know, funny that you say that. Before you called me on to do this, I'm actually working on a video on just
awesome.
That.
Yeah, one of the things that I was thinking about is, since you kind of mentioned that we have other callbacks, other timelines, like the Kuroks are in this game, and that's more of a feature that's been built in the game aside from amiibo functionality. And so I've still hold on to the theory that it's just somehow part of the Wind Waker timeline. But they've talked about amiibo functionality for Breath of the Wild for quite some time now, and they're releasing 3 amiibo with it, and they're releasing the new 30th Zelda 30th, sorry, it's been 5 years.
Sonic is 25.
Yeah, that's right. The 30th year anniversary amiibos for Link. And so in my head, an ideal situation would be that each time you tap one of those characters onto whatever the NX has for the amiibo functionality, that you get that partner, that character as a partner. It's not really, like, consequential. They don't talk to you. They're just there to help you with stuff.
So you'd have Toon Link following you around shooting people with arrows.
Yes, or, like, hitting him with a sword or something like that. Nothing as intricate as The Witcher 3, where each individual, or even Fallout 4, where each individual partner has their own storyline that you have to go through and talk to them about or explore, or they have different quips because, you know, Toon Link doesn't talk, or neither does regular Link. Or it'd be really cool to see 8-bit Link following Link around in Breath of the Wild. These are just idle speculations, though.
I don't think that'll happen, but it'd be pretty dang cool.
You just see a little 8-bit Link shooting, like, 8-bit arrows and an 8-bit sword.
And, like, the overworld theme just switches to the original NES theme. That'd be amazing.
There really is no overworld theme, so maybe.
Well, that's true. So let's just say overworld music suddenly appears, and it's from the original game.
I mean, I think that'd be cool. I mean, I don't really know if I'd say that the, you know, Twilight Princess Link in wolf form is there because he was summoned either in the future or in the past from where he was in Twilight Princess, because then Midna would be with him. She's the reason why he can change back and forth. So
yeah, somehow summoned, but it's like a projection.
Yeah,
a projection, a manifestation of memories, as HMKZ.
Yeah, I could see that. It'd just be a little. I don't know if it's consequential to the plot or any storyline just yet. I don't know if I'd get behind that idea. I mean, I could see it happening. I just don't 100% know if that's the reason why he's in the game. But again, I could be wrong. Everybody could be wrong, and he could just be, like, not in the game at all, and they're just pranking us.
It's just a prank,
Nintendo,
bro.
Nintendo walks out. Hey, guys, right. You know how we said Wolf Link amiibo could be in the game? Nah. Sorry. Just getting you hyped.
We decided to take it out because we weren't feeling it.
We built the whole game around it, but no. But yeah, I think that's all we have for news/random topics. So I have another topic we could talk about, but I first want to do our favorite thing about the game, gaming this week, gaming news, whatever, anything that we have to talk about that's fun or that we enjoyed during the week, or any games we're playing. So Why don't you guys go first, and I'll finish us off with this one.
HMK, why don't you go?
All right, so, I mean, like, the games I've been playing lately, I've been playing a lot of Smash again. I got back into it a lot, thinking about making more Smash videos. I've been playing a lot of Overwatch with my friends. Holy snap. I love playing Overwatch with friends. I will never play that game by myself ever in my life. Everyone's just like, oh, get on the point, do this. I'm like, I'm doing my job, leave me alone. So I've been playing a lot of Overwatch with my friends. I've been doing a lot of streaming. I'm actually in the middle of a Ocarina of Time 3D Master Quest 3 Heart Challenge, and that's fun. A lot of things can one-shot me, and I'm like, this game is amazing, and I love it so much.
It sounds challenging.
It definitely is in terms of certain enemies, but the most part of that, you know, is the dungeons, the remapping of the dungeons. It still gets me these days. I'm like, geez, I had to do this. But other than that, when it comes to other game news, news have been pretty much dry, except for Kingdom Hearts 2.8, which I'm really excited for. Bummed out that it got delayed into January, but, you know, I still can't wait to get my hands on it. But that's been me lately, yeah.
Nice. Favorite thing that's happened to me is kind of boring. I bought a shirt that has an NES controller on the front of it, and then I also bought a Sonic the Hedgehog shirt, because I'm a sucker for video game merchandise, especially stuff I can wear, because then I can show everybody, hey, I like Nintendo. Because, I mean, who doesn't know what a Nintendo controller is? Like, everyone knows what that is.
It'd be more obscure if you bought one with a Wii U pad on it.
Yeah, let's get a shirt with the Wii U pad on and see how many people go, oh my goodness, that shirt, I love it. I have a feeling someone's going to say, you know, like, oh, nice Sonic shirt one time when I'm walking down the street. Like, yeah, I can't see them doing that when I'm wearing a Wii U shirt.
Yeah, I was at Target the other day, and I was walking down the aisle with my fiance, which, not like wedding aisle, just, you know, the store aisle. And I was wearing my Splatoon shirt, and this kid just yelled at the top of his lungs, Splatoon! So, wearing shirts like that is nice. I just never thought a kid would yell out the name on the shirt that I was wearing.
a couple weeks ago, I saw a guy, this is not gaming related at all, but I saw a guy walking down the sidewalk, and he had a shirt. It was the Metallica logo, but instead of Metallica, it said America. I thought that was just hilarious.
So I guess for gaming for me, I've been playing a lot of Oceanhorn.
And in the Wind Waker PC version?
It's kind of like that, but it plays nothing like the Wind Waker. It's like, I'm surprised that game is on iOS, to be honest. I don't really see how that would be fun on iOS. But I've been enjoying it. The music's great. The graphics look great, just the characters' mouths don't really move that well when they're talking. But it's, you know, it's a low-budget game. It's really good. I enjoy it. I've been playing Bastion a lot, not the Overwatch character. I'm not Heartless. I'm not a monster. I'm talking about the indie game, which is really good.
I was at a friend's house, and I played Overwatch, and I was playing as Bastion. I got play of the game.
Well, so does everyone else that plays as Bastion.
I bet you did.
And then latest game I've been playing, I found Bayonetta 2 at a store for $15, so I grabbed that up, and nice. I've been playing Bayonetta 2 a lot, and I really enjoy it. And then I guess my favorite news to come out this week is that the president of the company, or the creator of Bayonetta 2, one of those two, I think it's the creator of Bayonetta, has come out and
creator Bayonetta.
Yeah, he said that they're still on track for the Bayonetta amiibo. And that they want to get everything right, like the glasses and the eyes, because that is the part of Bayonetta that everyone looks at.
Yep.
Just the glasses.
Just the glasses and eyes.
Man, sure. The glasses on that girl. Mm. But, yeah, that sounds like a good set of games to be playing, like Overwatch, and Darren still doesn't have it, so...
I should just break down and get it. There goes all my free time. I'm going to buy Overwatch.
Go for it.
Trust me, you'll enjoy it when you play with
it. Exactly. You'll enjoy it regardless. Just, you know, you'll grow to hate Bastion as much as everyone else has, despite that short that made him sympathetic. So going
yeah,
on
I
from
did
there,
watch that. That was pretty impressive.
So going on from there, I had a topic I wanted to talk about, and this is in line with NX. This has absolutely nothing to do with news, so I didn't include it in the news section. But Okay, I want you guys to imagine this, and I want you guys to do something for me. So I want you to imagine the perfect reveal for the NX. And I want you to tell me how you think it's going to be revealed, what they're going to say, what games are going to be announced for it. And then I want you to tell me what you think the NX is going to be. But like, do it like you're revealing it. Just to have some fun.
Ooh. So I have... Okay, so am I the one announcing it? Like, am I Reggie?
Yeah, you're Reggie, or to a lesser extent, Bill Trinan. Or if you want to say it in Japanese, you could be Miyamoto.
Hey, we have a new Zeruda game coming out on NX.
Well,
that was more Italian.
Please don't do it like that. You just alienated half of our user base.
I'm sorry. I'm so racist. anyways, HMK, why don't you go first? I feel like I need more time.
Okay, so the perfect reveal for the NX would be like, you know, just ding, a Nintendo Direct. They come on stage. It could be Kimishima. It could be Reggie. I don't really care at this point. You know. They're like, oh, you guys wanted it, here it is. The Nintendo codename NX, now named blank, you know, the actual name of it. And it just shows off the console, it shows off, you know, have this really nice, good, like, reel to show off with games, glimpses of games, including Breath of the Wild, the games that we know, and a bunch of games that we don't know. And we're like, what's that game? What is that game? What's that game? Oh my god, dude, is that a new Mario game? Is that a new Pokemon game? You know, just wow us with those little clips. And then, you know, as soon as the reel is done, start talking about the features. Please, Lord, God, please, don't be cryptic about these features. Be as blunt, be as bold, be as, you know, third grade reading level as you need to be to make these people understand what the NX is, what it can do, and why you should get it, all right? Don't beat around the bush. Please just, like, tell them outright what this machine is, because we don't need to repeat what the Wii U was when it comes to marketing. You know, market this game right. After you're done of what it can do, get into the games. Get into the launch lineup. I want to see my Super Mario Galaxy 3. I want to see my Breath of the Wild. I want to see my F-Zero NX. I want to see my Metroid Prime 4. I want to see, like, all those. I want to be blown away by the launch games. They really need to just, you know, not beat around the bush. And I want this in total of a launch date, not launch date, but like, I mean, a launch event, a reveal event. It has to be at least, you know, at least an hour long, because not only do you need to talk about the console itself, they need to talk about the games. They need to have a good amount of time to talk about each one of these launch games that Nintendo themselves are putting out. You know, if third-party games want to talk about something else, you know, that could be on their own time or at their own events or anything, like, you know, move over. This is Nintendo's hour. You know, all of these games, in my opinion, that is being announced at the reveal event needs to be first-party games that they need to talk about. Because, you know, the Wii U, it's dead at this point. It's flatlining. All we know is Paper Mario Color Splash, Yooka-Laylee, Just Dance 2017 for the Wii U. You know, that's the only games we know that's coming to the Wii U at this point. Three games. Three damn games, everyone. They really need to go in and talk about what they're bringing in for the next generation of Nintendo. I understand that third-party support is important, and I understand that a lot of people want, you know, third-party support to be solidified with the NX, but, you know, a lot of people are saying that it's good, and all these other events are coming out. You know, Jump Festa is coming out at the end of the year. There's a bunch of events. They can reveal these games at their own time. GDC is in the beginning of the year. You know, they can take their own time to reveal these games, these third-party games, but I feel that the NX reveal event needs to be completely first-party games, because Nintendo sorely needs to show up the first-party power they have that makes them Nintendo for this new console. End of rant.
Wow. I'm just going to clap for that.
All right, Darren, you got to wow me now.
Yeah, okay.
That's what you got to live up to. All right,
so what I'm hoping for, there's a press event, but at this press event, how they reveal the NX at first is there is a Nintendo Direct style presentation, and this Nintendo Direct style presentation is live streamed as a Nintendo Direct, obviously. So not only will the people at the event be seeing it, but everyone who wants to watch it online too. You know, Kimishima comes out, holds up an NX, and says, "This is Nintendo NX, or as it will now be called, blank, whatever, Dolphin Revolution. I don't give a crap."
Oh God!
And then he, you know, takes off the two detachable controllers, and then he holds them up and he's like, "These can act as Wii remotes too, with motion controls, because everyone loves those, or you cannot use them at all." And then he puts them back in the console. and then a demo reel starts where you see your Mario Galaxy 3, you see Breath of the Wild, you see Metroid Prime 4, nothing to do with Federation Force. You see Pikmin 4. Or is Pikmin 4 on 3DS now? I'm not sure if that's Pikmin 4.
Yeah, that's not Pikmin 4, but I wouldn't expect another Pikmin game anytime soon.
Okay, well, what other games should you see? You see a glimpse at, like, a new Pokemon game. You see Mario Maker NX and all these amazing games. And then afterwards, he goes a little more in-depth about, like, you know, how the console works, turns it on, you know, demos the docking station, if there is a docking station. Says, you know, oh, by the way, here's some specs. Because I believe they said that they were going to talk specs. I seem to remember something like that. So I'd like to hear a little bit about the specs, how the detachable controllers work, the graphic quality on the screen, which a rumor says is 720p, how the graphic quality is on the TV, if you can stream it on the TV or connect it using the docking station or an HDMI cord or whatever. You know, if it's 1080p, 30 frames per second, 60 frames per second. And just, as HMK said, use all the third grade, like, adjectives and language you want just to make people know and easily understand what this is, instead of what happened with the Wii U when people thought, oh, this is an attachment for the Wii. That's okay. No, this is a new console, and here's why you need it, and here's how it works. And then we have all these games for you in 2017 and beyond. What the heck is a Wii U and a 3DS? We don't know. All we know is, here is our NX. Please buy it now. That's it.
There you go. So what I'm hoping they do is I'm hoping that they get someone like Reggie to come out. And like you said, just like immediately start out, I was like, this is the NX. Here's the thing that you need to know. This controller is also the console. It's also the portable console. But there's also a home console, and then they need to explain that. They need to go into being like, you can use this on the go, and it plugs in with cartridges, or the games are cartridges and not disc-based. And then you can just stream that over to the other console, or you can put it in there, or however that works, and just explain right off the bat what the NX is, how it works, what it does, why you need one. And then they'd go in and be like, okay, so first off, we've got Mario Galaxy 3, or a revamped, like, new way to play Mario that's not like, oh, this is the new Super Mario Bros. Just, like, something completely different that we haven't seen before, and then they jump into whatever Pokemon game that's coming out, and I'm hoping, with just within my heart of hearts, that it's another Pokemon Colosseum or Gale of Darkness game, that we just get another one of those, because the last thing Genius Sonority made for Nintendo and Pokemon Company was Pokemon Shuffle. That's all. So they need to be working on this game, and they need to just shove it out and be like, hey guys, we got another Pokemon Colosseum game, like a story-based Pokemon game that's not like fight this evil organization because they want to steal Pokemon, do it because of whatever, and there's no gyms, this is your goal. And then they come out and they're like, and then there's Metroid Prime 4, or another Metroid game that's like Metroid Prime 4, but it takes place later and it has a different storyline. Let's see. And then one of the games, like, I agree, HMK, when you said that they need to focus on first-party games, but there's at least one third-party game that they need to say to prove how powerful this console is, and they need to come out and say, and in partnership with Square Enix, we've got Final Fantasy VII, the new episodic one, coming out, releasing on time with NX, and then every sequential episode will be on the NX, because that'll show the power of the console, that'll show its willingness to work with third-party companies, and how it works with third-party companies, and that it'll have a big, big name title to, like, hit it right away. And then they'd go into talking about release date, which is hopefully March 4th. Then they would just blow everyone away by, like, one last game demo reel with a mix of first-party games that they announced, which could be more than what I said. Hopefully it's more than what I said. Along with some third-party game footage, and just have, like, a sizzle reel, kind of like what they did at the end of the Sony conference, to just showcase every single game that's coming out. And ideally, that's what I want to happen. And like you said, it would be a live event for press and other people, but also it would be a streamable Nintendo Direct type style thing. Like, Kimishima walks on to the video and says, and now take a look at what the, you know, the NX is going to be, and then they say the name for it, And then maybe even then they'd have the sizzle reel at the beginning. I don't know.
But I'm hoping I wouldn't for a even big be reveal. Mad if they just called it Nintendo NX. That, I'm used to calling it that right now. And plus, yeah, could, like, you could go back to calling it a Nintendo if you wanted.
That's true. And I mean, they haven't typically stuck with their code names, and they don't even know what this code name means. Like, Mishima has even said that Iwata never really told them what the NX means. So I can see them changing the name. Maybe it's just the Nintendo X.
Or that'd be kind of cool, though, because, like, Iwata was the only one who knew, and now he can't tell us. Like, that's kind of a legacy. Like, oh, this console's called Nintendo NX, but only Iwata knew what it meant. So it's kind of... It holds a special meaning in the name.
Yeah, it keeps his memory alive in the console.
Yeah, kind of like Iwata's last gift, a name that is a mystery.
Yep. And no one will ever know.
So I think speaking of reveals, I hope Bill Trennan dresses up like he did for the reveal of Super Smash Bros. Melee, because I recently watched that reveal. I believe it was today I did. And I just could not contain my laughter at how funny he looked. Alfred, throw a picture up in the video version.
I will. I'll look for it and scour the internet for it and screenshot
I will send you a screenshot myself because he looks ridiculous. So that would make
more
everything
more ridiculous
better.
Than this past direct.
What was it?
More ridiculous than this past direct where he dressed up like a homeless man?
Yes, it is more ridiculous.
Okay, I'll get on that after we're done.
Sweet.
Just for you.
Yay. I love you.
So, I think that about does it for today. I think that's all that we don't have. We have way more time, but didn't get to fan topics because we wanted to get this out as soon as possible. And, you know, hopefully get it edited and rendered and sent out to all the platforms that we can so that you guys don't feel deprived, because I know deep within your heart that you die a little every time there's not a podcast for Zelda Informer. You know who you are.
So send in your fan topics this week and promise we'll get to them next week.
Well, not all of them, maybe. Don't make those promises, Darren.
Alfred will address those in Eating the Leftovers.
Yeah, I have an editorial series now. But to close up, like I said, Nintate. Nate.
Throw money at him so we can buy a new PC. Gosh, dang it.
Yeah, there's a GoFundMe that he's put up. You could also get to his Patreon that he has for Nintendo Prime. A lot of stuff's been going on there, and he really needs help. So if you guys are feeling generous, or if you want me to do something stupid, you could give him money and comment and say, hey, Alfred, do something stupid. As long as I'm still wearing clothes, I will not get naked.
All right, if he reaches his GoFundMe goal, I just made this decision on a whim. Last week in the Zelda Informer staff chat, I was just joking around, and I said I was going to film myself playing three Zelda games on three 3DSs at once, while reciting word for word my editorial on gender neutrality in Zelda. And I was kind of half joking. I wasn't sure if I was going to do it. If that GoFundMe reaches its goal and he can get a new PC to support his family, continue college, and keep doing Zelda Informer, I will do that and I will post it to the website for all of you to laugh at me.
You'd also get shared on Kotaku because they love their feminism.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. Thank you for joining me this week. / weekend, whatever time it is when you're hearing this, whatever time I get it up. So thank you for joining us, and you guys can shout out your Twitter handles and your LinkedIn profiles and your Friendsters and MySpaces.
MySpace.
Whatever else you have.
My Twitter handle is @RealDern, RealDern. I tweet out random stuff about video games and music sometimes, which is also fun.
And HMK?
Oh, yeah, cool. My Twitter handle is HMKILLA, HMKILLA. That's also from my Twitch. My Facebook is HecticHMK, and as many of you may know already, and if you don't know, my YouTube is youtube.com/HMK9Cap'n. Please don't ask about the 9Cap'n. I swear, if you just have to type in HMK on the first one. So.
And as always, subscribe. I am at FullmetalAlfie on Twitter. Spelled like it sounds, and I'm not giving you guys my Facebook, because you don't need to know about my personal life, because that's creepy. Wow. But, thank you for joining us.
I'm friends with him on Facebook. If you DM me, I'll give you his Facebook.
Hey, you better be selling that stuff, and I better get a cut of the profits. You're always cutting me off. When I'm about to say something in a high spirit, you're like, oh, but I'm gonna say this now.
I'm sorry. Were you doing the outro?
I was trying to. Oh, well. No, it's dead now. You do the outro. I don't even want to do it anymore.
Everyone, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Wow.
I'm Alfred. That's Darren, and that's HMK. I'm pointing at no one. So, haha, Darren, I cut you off like you do to me. Thank you guys for joining us.
It's just a prank, and bro.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Laters.